is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks.
This convention will come to order.
The Republican National Convention has officially gaveled in, and roll calls underway now in Milwaukee, where delegates held a moment of silence for Donald Trump following his assassination attempt. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there and says there's a big focus on fallout from his rally.
With a hope that there'll be more of a focus on what the party is doing or can do to win and less on the other things that come with being a Republican or being in the Trump orbit, things like, what happened on January 6th or the Proud Boys or other things, as one senior party official put it to me. Instead, there's going to be much more focus, concern, and interest in how is Trump, who's he picking, and what are they going to do to win this fall.
That VP announcement is expected later today, but Florida Senator Marco Rubio and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum have been ruled out. A win for Trump today in Florida, where a judge threw out his classified documents case over the so-called illegal appointment of special counsel Jack Smith. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There have been questions from Jack Smith's supporters, surrogates, and to a degree in his own court filings, questioning how Judge Cannon's been handling this case. There have been grave concerns about the methodical nature she has taken with things that should have been, they argue, small bore and easily disposed of. And this case has been knotted up significantly.
Prosecutors will likely appeal. There are also still a lot of unanswered questions over security failures this weekend in Pennsylvania. National security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
In the aftermath of any high-profile or mass casualty event, there is always a concern by law enforcement and intelligence officials that retaliatory violence and copycat attacks may be in play. Conspiracy theories often have a nexus to retaliatory violence and or copycat attacks. So law enforcement and intelligence officials are deeply focused on that.
Investigators still don't have a motive. Over the last 2 days, Trump merch merch sales have surged, though. Just ask Whitey Taylor. He owns a Trump store in Virginia.
Terrible to say this, but I think it's actually going to help him in the ratings, and it's just another boost for him.
Hamas says ceasefire talks are still going overseas amid claims that its military chief survived a deadly Israeli military strike this weekend in Gaza. That airstrike killed at least 90 people, including children. And Wiz Khalifa says he didn't mean any disrespect for lighting up on stage while performing in Romania this weekend. The rapper had to be escorted off stage and charged with illegal drug possession, but they let him go. Lucky, considering Brittany Griner's imprisonment in nearby Russia 2 years ago. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine officials have issued beach advisories for North and Zoo beaches due to high bacteria levels. Follow-up testing is underway. A former Kenosha teacher has been sentenced to 10 years for child-related charges. Nathan Gardner had been exchanging messages and pictures with a freshman at Indian Trail. There's heavy traffic in downtown Milwaukee due to the RNC. Avoid the area if possible. Storms caused widespread power outages in southeastern Wisconsin last night and this morning. Some areas in Racine and Mount Pleasant are still affected. A 3.4 magnitude earthquake was centered near DeKalb County, Illinois this morning. No major damage was reported about 2 hours to the south. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. Adames will watch it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A 4 RBI game. Home run number 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Another steamy one today with high temperatures climbing into the upper 80s alongside high humidity. It's going to really be feeling more like the low to mid 90s. Scattered storms are expected this afternoon and evening. Some of them could be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. How would you have liked to have been in the audience for this one? It was on this date in 1967. The Doors and Jefferson Airplane both played an afternoon and evening show to more than 8,000 fans at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim, California. How would you like that ticket? The Doors and Jefferson Airplane.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? That promise that you made. Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Sky for you and
Central Park to the Wynn Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally.
Thank you.
never find another one like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel the whole world is turning? We are real and we are burning.
Timeless Hits and the Milwaukee Brewers on WRJN. Brewers Vice President of Domestic Scouting Todd Johnson recently talked about Braylon Payne, who the Brewers picked up in the draft.
For one thing, he's young. I mean, and really projectable. He's at least a 70 runner, maybe an 80 runner. So top of the scale speed, very good defensive center fielder, high contact bat with, we think, some development to come with strength and getting to more power as he gets older and matures and just gets stronger. And so he's a really good player. The kid's great too. Love him. Good character kid. He's going to be somebody that becomes a leader as he matures into that as well.
Brewers are off for the next few days for the All-Star break. Next game on WRJN is Saturday night at 6:10.
This is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word patio to get your second drink for free.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Join Hospice Alliances by Land or Water for their inaugural Root River Poker Run fundraiser on Saturday, July 20th. Check-in begins at Riverside Marina Clubhouse at 949 Erie Street in Racine at 1 p.m. Then the fun begins at 2, where you can walk, run, drive, canoe, kayak, or dinghy your way around the Riverside Marina Clubhouse. It's $30 to register and includes a poker card and after-party meal for one attendee from Joey's Yardarm. Extra poker cards are available for $10 each. For more info, go to hospicealliance.org/pokerrun.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
T and the MGs and Green Onions on WRJN. Booker T was once asked, why is that song called Green Onions? He said, quote, because that is the nastiest thing I can think of, and it's something you throw away. Here's Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, let him scare. They know, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la
Other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. For 97 years now, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Delegates today ratify a platform that calls for the biggest deportation operation in American history. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber served on the platform committee.
I think we're pretty unified on what this platform is and who we're nominating this convention. And I think that's the real stark contrast between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party right now.
Civic media coverage of the RNC continues throughout the day and will bring you a live one-hour special report on many of these stations and online tonight at 7. Governor Evers is asking the Secret Service to ban guns from the area around the Republican convention this week. No one but law enforcement is allowed to have a gun inside the convention's hard security zone. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Overnight storms caused the Racine Public Health Department to issue a beach advisory for North and Zoo beaches. They say it's due to high bacteria concentrations. Health officials are conducting follow-up water testing to determine if conditions have improved. The public is encouraged to stay tuned for updates through the city's website. It's a 10-year prison sentence for a Kenosha teacher from Racine. Former orchestra teacher Nathan Gardner took a plea after facing multiple charges, including possession of child pornography and child enticement. It stemmed from his online interactions with a freshman student from Indian Trail. Gardner, who was arrested in November, had been exchanging messages and pictures with the student for about 2 years. He initially was posing as an 18-year-old senior on the Grindr dating app. If you don't need to go to downtown Milwaukee, it's probably best to avoid the area. Traffic has been a mess on day one of the convention, with lots of news to be made on the stage tonight at the Pfizer Forum. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
another steamy one today with high temperatures climbing into the upper 80s alongside high humidity. It's going to really be feeling more like the low to mid 90s. Scattered storms are expected this afternoon and evening. Some of them could be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. And now a song, I had to count this up, a song that I believe has been featured in at least 12 films and at least 4 TV shows. It's Nowhere to Run, Martha and the Vandellas.
Nowhere to run. Your face.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, according to a study, having a lousy job is better for your mental health than having no job at all. So, to Don Rosen, quit whining that the general manager makes you vacuum up the French fries from under his seat every Friday.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Cause I saw you dance. be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass, with the jester on the sidelines. For some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing,
my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. My wife and I were out to brunch yesterday, and we ran into a couple that she had met the day before. And they were in town from Chicago and came specifically for Salmon-O-Rama. So that's good to see. It's the 50th year for Salmon-O-Rama down on the lakefront. Runs through the 21st. Details at salmon-a-rama.com.
One hurdy throws over the middle. Picked off.
More.
Backside pressure. Down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen!
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at rivercitydentallaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Donald Trump just won the Republican nomination for president for a third time at the RNC in Milwaukee. His son Eric making the official announcement.
On behalf of our entire family and on behalf of the 125 delegates in the unbelievable state of Florida, we hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump.
Ohio was also excited at roll call.
We proudly cast our 79 votes for President Donald.